can only be hopeful that this company will be able to resume full-time working hours for all of its employees. It's been a very successful company, and it's managed very difficult trading times, and has been able to keep 39 people in full-time employment even through all of those challenges. But unfortunately, 17 members of their staff have been informed that they will need to go on short-time working hours, a two-day, three-day a week from next week on. And, you know, our hearts go out to those individuals, and I offer any support that I can to try and help them through this difficult time. But I do understand that it is just challenges in the market, and that we can just hope that the company management, which have been successful in the past, will be able to work through this difficulty they have at the minute.
I suppose it does have to be acknowledged that Sion has been one of, I suppose, the success stories of Wetherus in Donegal over recent years.
Yes, without a doubt. And, like, you know, we're nobody's naive. We know that, you know, manufacturing, when we're manufacturing, and that's what Sion does in terms of, you know, high quality safety gear and jackets, life jackets and so on, that, you know, we are competing with an international arena, and that the fact that, you know, the small area of Gidor has been able to tie down those jobs and win those contracts over many, many years has been a success story. You know, this isn't all bad news. You know, nobody is losing their jobs. Well, people will be going on short time. As I said, they, you know, it's hopeful that we can get back, that this company can get back up to full strength. And I hope that just all the agencies that are out there that support these companies will make their skills and resources available to them during this time.